Hey everyone, welcome to Bean to Barstool Bite-Sized, where we spend about 5 minutes with some of our favorite people from craft beer and craft chocolate. Today we hear from Arcelia Gallardo from Mission Chocolate in Sao Paulo, Brazil. When Arcelia first moved to Brazil and began making Bean to Bar chocolate, the quality of the Brazilian cacao that was available at the time was not great, but she was committed to working with it. After her friend at Chocolate Maya in Santa Barbara, California, tasted one of Arcelia's two ingredient bars and suggested the cacao wasn't quite ready for that challenge, Arcelia decided to set her chocolate apart by using the natural bounty of Brazil, employing fruits and nuts that were unique to the new culture she found herself in. Here's Arcelia to talk about the steps that led to working with ingredients like cupuaçu and baru nut.
I'm in one of the most biodiverse countries in the world. What can I do that other chocolate companies cannot? And I'm a foodie at heart. I was spending most of my time getting to know Brazil through cooking shows, through cooking books, through restaurants. And so I knew all of these ingredients that I had never heard of. Like I had already become pretty intimate with them via ice cream, via, you know, caipirinhas, right? Like the cocktails, via everything, because the amount of exotic fruits and nuts and spices that are in Brazil is astonishing. And I spent a lot of time studying Brazilian ingredients, and I know that even I haven't been able to reach everything. I decided that I was going to make chocolate with ingredients that nobody else in the world was doing and that were native to Brazil. And it really started to become my mission to create a product not only that was good, but that would tell the story of Brazil culturally, geographically, gastronomically, and that would also support small communities. And so all of the ingredients that I use, aside from being native, are harvested by families. So it's not farms. Like there's no such thing as like a baru farm. Baru is a nut that grows on a tree, sort of like an almond. It naturally has to fall to the floor. And then families will come with their buckets. They will put it in the bucket. They will take the bucket to the co-op. The co-op will then slice it and then take the baru out. So it's one baru, exactly like an almond per fruit. Mm-hmm. And then they roast it. And then they send it to me. And so this is my connection with the flavors that I use. And I like that. I like understanding what region it comes from. I like understanding that it comes from this one co-op and that this co-op buys it from families, like that it's not a farm. There was born all of these, you know, fruits and nuts and seeds and flavors that nobody had ever tried. And so I then made my first 70% dark chocolate two ingredient. But I put candied cupuaçu fruit on top of it. I sent it back to Maya and she loved it. And it was the same chocolate. And so that really taught me also that harmonizing chocolate, since this chocolate now has gotten very good. Now it is a lot better. Still not this, it's not the same bad chocolate. It has gotten really better. So I decided to make that cupuaçu. So cupuaçu is the fruit of Theobroma grandiflorum. And so that means that it's a cousin to cacao. It grows naturally, it grows wild. Anywhere cacao grows, usually will also have this Theobroma grandiflorum, which we just call cupuaçu. We crack open the cupuaçu and you take the seeds, which are enveloped in this huge white flesh. It's huge white flesh. It's almost the size of your palm. Then you have to take scissors and you have to cut around the flesh because there's no other way to do it. And then you take the seed, you probably can dry it, you can roast it like a nut and you can eat it, or you can dry it and sell it to the makeup companies for the beauty products because it has butter, just like cocoa butter. And so they will extract the butter and you can buy cocoa, cupuaçu butter anywhere in Brazil. It's very common. And so then that fruit then gets candied and dried and then cut into pieces and put on top of a chocolate bar. Cupuaçu here is very common. It's in ice creams, it's a juice, it's a jam. It's kind of like almost what strawberries and berries are to Americans is what cupuaçu is to Brazilians. It becomes anything and everything. It's a very nostalgic flavor. You see it in cookies, you see it everywhere. But I just had never seen it on top of a chocolate bar. So I don't consider myself a genius for taking something that's delicious and putting it on top of a chocolate bar. But nobody was doing it. What I found most Brazilian chocolate makers wanted to do was mimic European chocolate. They wanted to put hazelnuts. They wanted to put almonds. They wanted to do these things that are just not Brazilian. And that's okay. Like, I don't have anything against hazelnuts and almonds in chocolate. Right. But considering that you're in the most biodiverse country in the world and you're importing hazelnuts from Italy to make chocolate that exists, right? What chocolate maker doesn't have a hazelnut bar or a gianduja bar? Or, and it's like, why do you want to be the same when you could be unique? And so for me, that was my guiding light. It's like, if the chocolate bar already exists, I'm not making it. Like, that's just my rule. I'm not making it. Because there's too many ingredients in Brazil to still be explored for me to just waste my time on something that already exists.
You can find out more about Mission Chocolate in the show notes. You can listen to my entire conversation with Arcelia back in episode 56. I'll share that in the show notes as well. The music today was by my dear friend, Anna P.S. My name is David Nilsson. Thanks for listening to Bean to Barstool Bite-Sized.